Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Five Rounds Podcast, the only podcast out there with the cardio for those deep water championship rounds. I am Mags, and I've literally just this very last second finished watching UFC Fight Night, Rob Font versus Jose Aldo Jr. Quickly, let's run through these prelims. So we started the night with Vince Morales getting the first round KO over Luis Smolka. Then we got Claudio Puelles getting the third round sub against Chris Grootsmacher. William Knight then picked up a decision in the lightweight division against Alonzo Menifield. And then Cheyenne Baez got the decision in the women's strawweight against Mallory Martin. Brian Barberina continued his good run of form with a victory in the welterweight division against Darian Weeks. Manel Capé picked up the first round KO of Zalgaz Zumagulov. Apologies to Zalgaz for that. And then the featured prelim was Maki Pitolo on a loss to Dusko Todorovic in the first round. So then we opened the main card. Six fights on this main card. Started with Mickey Gall, still riding high off the being the guy that bested CM Punk, took on Alex Morono. And this was a pretty one-sided fight for Alex. Mickey Gall, obviously known for that elite-level wrestling, didn't really put that into action in this fight, to be fair. Tried to stay on the feet and tried to stand and bang with Alex Morono, which ended up being probably his downfall, to be fair, because Morono was clearly the faster, more crisper striker. Gall did land some nice shots of his own. He tried to work the leg kicks quite a lot, and his left jab was doing quite a bit of damage. But at the end of the fight, it was Morono who had dominated pretty much all three rounds. When the fight did end up going to the ground in those rare occasions, Gall was the controlling force, but just wasn't able to keep Morono in a position long enough for him to attempt a submission. So yeah, it's a good victory there for Alex Morono, and a hard opponent in Mickey Gall, who's he's as tough as they come in that welterweight division. But Alex Morono goes on and hopefully pick up a bigger name fight. So going into the second fight, we had Brendan Allen taking on Chris Curtis. Brendan Allen looking to really push himself as a top 15 middleweight, and Chris Curtis the kind of ultimate underdog story. This guy's been fighting in MMA for 15 years almost. It's took him that long to essentially get to the UFC. This is only his second fight ever in the UFC. Coming from a family of doctors and pharmacists and all kinds of kind of professional settings. And he's the only one who essentially is an MMA fighter. So it's a real kind of rags-to-riches story, essentially told the MMA world of how he had $10 in his pocket when he signed his UFC contract and now looking to really make a name himself with a win over Brendan Allen, who is not... It's not the easiest opponents to face, especially in only your second round. And it looked like he may have bitten off a little bit more than he could chew in the opening parts of the first round. Was picked up and slammed pretty easily. Allen was looking to basically dominate this fight. Curtis able to get back off the ground after being slammed, but soon was eating leg kicks and jabs. But then he started landing a lot of his own work. Started landing some great body shots, really kind of testing Brendan Allen. Allen is responded with kicks to the body himself. So we see kind of a real kind of resurgence in the later end of this first round, where Chris Curtis was down and out in the opening minute, but then really kind of built his way back up with his attack and with his kicks and with his focus on the body, which ended up being the way he won it, because he coming out into the second round after eating a kick, he responded with some great combination of punches, avoided a big head kick, then lands a shot to the body, which kind of took the breath away of Brendan Allen and really kind of threw him off his guard, because he dropped his arms, which left the head open for a big right hand, which absolutely just decimated Brendan Allen. Curtis swarmed him, got some big shots in pressure, then lands a beautiful knee to send Allen to the canvas. Herb Dean with a quick pull away, and this one is over. And Chris Curtis is still unbeaten in the UFC. A much more well-known name in Brendan Allen has been felled, and yeah, the rags to riches story continues. After this, we go into MMA's favourite caveman, and actually a few days removed from his 40th birthday, Clay Guida, the carpenter, taking on Leonardo Santos, who's actually 41 years old, which is surprising. So a total of 81 years of age in this fight. And Clay Guida doing his standard kind of crazy, energetic, trademark style of bouncing around the cage. Santos lands some decent leg kicks to start the ball rolling, I suppose. Landed a good body shot to Guida, which gave him the opening to start swarming with punches. Santos looked like he was looking to finish the fight when Guida hit the floor and essentially turtled up, but he did what Guida normally does, and that reverts that wrestling base, going for the ankle pick. But there was a lot of unanswered shots by Santos, and Guida was lucky that Keith Peterson was able to give him that time to work. Guida then a clean knee to the face, and again he's dropped. So this is like two drops in the space of 30 seconds. Still able to keep his faculties, I suppose. We get a little break in the action when Clay Guida loses his mouthpiece, puts it back in, and then we see Guida kind of realise that Santos has emptied the tank, and he gassed. He really slowed down in the latter half of this first round. Really kind of looked like he was almost farting through molasses. So Guida used this time to really gather his own thoughts, start pressuring himself, lifted up Santos for a slam, got into guard, was able to land a few big elbows, essentially saving the round from being a 10-8 because he was being absolutely dominated, and that kind of last minute flurry from Guida and the realization that Santos had run out of energy, it kind of saved Guida. And going into the second round, Guida's corner said it pretty much perfectly, that the guy, Santos, will get a short burst of energy back from the 30-second rest in the corner, but he will soon burn through that. So just take your time, put some pressure on him to make him burn up that energy, and then going for the kill. And that's exactly what Claire Guida did. Pressured from the start of the round, got the takedown, ended up on his back, but was able to lock in the rear naked choke, and Santos was forced to tap. So from the jaws of defeat, Claire Guida is able to grab a victory in one of the most exciting rounds and a half that you will see in recent memory.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others, with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So to get into the second half of this card, we then had Jimmy Crute versus Jamal Hill. Jimmy Crute, one of Carlos's favourite light heavyweights, and Jamal Hill looking to really kind of capitalise on his pretty good start to his UFC career going into this fight. 2-1, looking to kind of like get another win in that column. Crute starts off with a leg kick and then a body kick. Jamal Hill is able to kind of avoid him and then lands a beautiful kind of looping round, which knocks Jimmy Crute down. kind of almost like a flash knockdown, I suppose. Crew instantly back to his feet. So it's not like he was knocked out. He was just taken off his feet by the shot. A couple of seconds later, though, Jamal Hill lands exactly the same right hand, and just as Jimmy Crute was able to was throwing a shot of his own, which meant that Crute was not prepared for this shot, and it sends him flying to the floor. We get one follow up punch, but the referee Mark Smith is already on the case, jumps right in. And a very, very quick finish, less than a minute for Jamal Hill to put Jimmy Crute away. And it's a massive, massive victory for Jamal Hill there. So going into essentially the co-main event now, we had Brad Riddell taking on Rafael Fiziev. And this was a pretty interesting fight, very kind of end-to-end. Started off a little bit nervy from both of them, testing each other with leg kicks and body kicks before we start seeing both guys. I mean, these guys are big, big friends and teammates. So they know each other's kind of ins and outs. They know each other's weaknesses and they know each other's strengths. So they start kind of almost going tit for tat every time Fiziev threw a shot, he would receive one back, and the same for Riddell. The first round was certainly for me, it felt like Riddell hit the hardest, landing some good body punches, landing some good overhand rights. Fiziev worked well with his feet, landing some good kicks to the body. But it just felt to me that the combination moves from Riddell just edged the first round for me, especially coming into the last 30 seconds. He lands a good little combo, which probably worked well on the judges to kind of push that round towards Riddell. He came out strongly in the second half, in the second round as well. Landing some more kicks to the body, avoiding that dangerous right hand of Fiziev. Lands a decent left, but then is kind of hit back with a big combination by Fiziev. Riddell tries to fire back. Fiziev is able to avoid and then essentially hit the same amount of combos again. But eventually, Riddell is able to kind of force Fiziev off onto the back foot by landing some shots of his own. Fiziev then jabs Riddell with a stinging left, which puts Riddell off his game, and he starts throwing more wilder shots and missing a lot more. And then you see that there's a cut coming from above Riddell's left eye. Riddell is starting to miss a lot more of his shots now, and he has to kind of revert to grabbing hold of Fiziev to do some clinching. After a little bit of work, they separate, and then Fiziev clinches himself. That quickly breaks up, and they start to trade punches again. Fiziev lands another great left hand, and Riddell fires back at that with a leg kick. And again, kind of like the end of the first round, we finish on a really decent combination of attack. But this time it's in the favour of Fiziev. Again, another close round. And going into this third, it's a razor thin. You can see the judges going not just either way in terms of Fiziev or Riddell, but it's hard to pick anyone out as a clear-cut winner in this. So it needed something special in that third round for someone to stand up and be counting this. And we got that from Rafael Fiziev. The doctor had a quick look at the cut over Riddell's eye before the fight resumed. We get the hug between teammates. These guys are really kind of trying to leave it all in the cage. Riddell gets a takedown quickly, but Fiziev is able to get back to his feet, get out of the range. Riddell lands a really good leg kick. Fiziev lands a beautiful left hook at the end of a good little flurry combination. Riddell goes for another takedown, but is easily stuffed. Then we see both guys just landing some huge shots. And then the finish came, and it's a finish that every MMA fighter needs to go back and watch. So essentially, Fiziev throws a spinning wheel kick out of nowhere, just a range tester style kick, which lands flush on the chin of Riddle. And at first, it looks like he's just eaten that kick and he's able to carry on. But on the slow-mo, you can see where he's knocked out on his feet. His arms are wildly waving because he has no kind of control over his peripheral vision. So he can't see where or if any shots are coming. So he's wildly swinging to just defend and block. Essentially, his legs are almost frozen in place. Herb Dean goes into to stop, seeing that Riddle is out on his feet. Herb Dean does rush into stop Fiziev landing any more dangerous strikes. And as Herb Dean makes contact with Riddle, it almost like kick starts the knockout procedure, I suppose, and Riddle falls down to the canvas. Really kind of a weird knockout. I've never seen a knockout quite land like that before, and it was interesting to see, but a great spinning wheel kick by Fiziev. And definitely go, if you have the opportunity to, definitely go and check that knockout out, because it was a sight to behold. So then going into this main event, Rob Font versus Jose Aldo, here in the bantamweight division. Jose, obviously, after getting a title shot when he never had a win at that division before, looking to kind of force his way back into contention, and really on like a renaissance of his career. It wasn't long ago that myself and Carlos were saying it looks like he's in the tail end of his career, and he was losing quite a few fights on the bounce, and it was hard to see how he would be able to keep up with this new age of MMA fighters. But yeah, he's certainly kind of turned it around. I think he's said he's gone to train with Brazilian Marines. So really adding a different level to his game. And after quite a nervy first round, I think he was dominant all the way through the majority of this fight. Yeah, Aldo started the round looking to kind of get a good read of his opponent, where Font started hot and heavy, landing some good combinations, whilst Aldo was circling away. We get a decent shoot for a takedown from Font, which ends up with Aldo pushed up against the fence. He was able to break free, and once they were back in space, there was more tit for tat in terms of landing punches. Rob Font was working that left jab really, really well, mixed it up with kicks to the body as well, really kind of an aggressive approach against a very dangerous striker in Jose Aldo. But then Jose landed a good left jab and lands a good hard punch to the body, and then a clean right hand comes from Jose Aldo that wobbles Rob Font, and it's something that happens time and time again in this fight, that Rob Font is rocked by shots from Jose Aldo. There's just not enough time for Jose to capitalize too much on Rob Font going to the floor. But it kind of, that knockdown, I suppose, gave Jose the round. But after that, he kind of started walking away with it. You could sense that Rob was struggling from that moment on. Still a very dangerous fighter, still landing some decent shots of his own. The kicks and the punches to the body really working well. But Jose Aldo could sense that he had the better of Rob Font now. He was able to follow up with some decent jabs. Rob Font kind of struggled to cope with him. Another great body punch by Jose Aldo is fired back with a leg kick by Rob Font. Then we see Rob Font go for a takedown, which is easily brushed off by Jose Aldo, who goes back to the body with punches. And this round ends with Aldo essentially checking a kick from Rob Font and landing a decent punch of his own. So going into the third round, again, another fast pace, and we see Aldo landing leg kicks and being way more aggressive than he had been in the first two rounds. He was the guy kind of trying to push the pace now. Font goes for a takedown, but Aldo's able to reverse it and ends up in half guard on top, clearly in the centre of the cage. Transitions well into side control, landing some big elbows. Font is able to get back into guard and starts to try and work an armbar, but Jose Aldo is too long in the tooth for that, as Michael Bisping said on commentary. Rob Font is able to work his way back to the feet, and Aldo just waits for him to get up and then starts exchanging with the shots again to close out the third round. We see that in the fourth round that Aldo's eye is really, really swollen, and it was hard to actually determine where that swelling came from, because in that third round, it was a very dominant round for Jose Aldo. So I assume it was one of the kind of elbows from Font off the bottom. But it didn't seem to hinder him in the slightest. And it was him. It was Aldo again who was landing the flusher shots, landing the better combinations. We see Font really back off when he gets hit with a shot, and Jose ends up again knocking him to the ground, able to work guard again. Font did really well in his submission defense, being able to recover. Aldo is eventually able to get into mount, but Font quickly switches his position and is able to get back into full guard, and then again back onto his feet and able to land some big elbows from the back. Aldo twists that back into mount again, but yet again with his great submission wrestling defense, Rob Font is able to get back into half guard, and this round ends with Jose Aldo clearly dominating, clearly on top. And then we go into the fifth round. Rob Font's corner men telling him he clearly needs a finish now and that he needs to start aggressively, and he does. But Aldo is able to cover up and evade the majority of the strikes from Rob Font. We see Rob attempting a jumping knee, which is quickly blocked, and then we see him essentially trying to clinch and press Aldo up against the cage. Landing some great punches and then a really beautiful elbow on the exit of the clinch, but it was Aldo then who stars to force the fight again, pressing forward after the separation, landing some big shots. Font tries to clinch and push Aldo back to the fence again, but there seems to be a lack of power in his shots now. I think with the knockdowns and with the damage he's took, he's kind of spent. He starts to switch to elbows, which gives Aldo the opportunity to push away and then land some big punches again that wobble Rob Font. And yet again, Font goes down. Aldo is able to take the back. Font, again, even though he's been rocked for the third, fourth, maybe fifth time in this fight, he's able to scramble from the bottom and try and force his way out of the position. But Aldo this time locks in a body triangle and gets the rear naked choke with about 35, 40 seconds to go, really deep in, and it looks like that Rob Font has no way out. Looks like he's no escape to this, but he's able to force his head to the side, get the change in position so he can breathe. But Aldo ends the round totally in control. The judges give it 5 rounds to Aldo, apart from one judge who gave it 49-46. So a big, big shutout for Jose Aldo, and a big victory again for him in the bantamweight division. So looking forward to next week's card, and this is UFC 269, another double title event with Amanda Nunes taking on Juliana Pena, defending that bantamweight title, and then Charles Oliveira taking on Dustin Poirier, defending his lightweight title. We've also got an interesting fight in the welterweight division, Santiago Ponzinibbio potentially taking on Jeff Hands of Steel Neal. But although if you are looking to the MMA news, you'll see that Jeff Neal recently got arrested on some very serious charges, so it'll be interesting to see if he shows up to that fight, if he's even allowed. We've also got everyone's favourite clown, Sugar Sean O'Malley, on the card taking on Relium Paver. So yeah, check back in with us at 5 Rounds for that next week. But as it is now, that's all from me here at Mags at 5 Rounds. You can follow me on Twitter at PodfatherMags, follow Carlos at Kirby_Carlos, and definitely go and check out some of the content and some of the different creators here on the networks that we are proudly part of here at Chairshot, here at Radio Techers, and here at Visionaries Global Media. Definitely go and check them out, and definitely go and give them a follow on all their social medias. But thank you all for listening, and that is the end.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.